This is Mike Talks Cars Podcast. Back in Season 2, Episode 51, that's all the way back in March of this year, I talked about the fact that General Motors was doing away with two small SUVs, the Buick Encore and the Chevrolet Trax. The 2022 model would be their last hurrah. Well, so I thought. Chevrolet has announced that we will just skip over the 2023 model, and an all-new 2024 Chevrolet Trax is on the way. What's very interesting about this new Trax is how different it is from the old one. The 2024 model will be bigger, with a bolder design, and much more refined. It will even be a little bit cheaper to buy as well in base trim. In the bigger category, Trax is 11 inches longer, 2 inches wider, with a longer wheelbase, 6 cubic feet more cargo space, and 3 inches more rear legroom than the previous version. In Canadian, that's 279 millimeters longer, 51 millimeters wider, and 161 liters more cargo room, as well as 76 millimeters more rear legroom. Funny, isn't it, how the differences always sound bigger when the metric system is involved. The first pictures we're seeing of the pre-production Trax are definitely bolder. Chevrolet says that it has unmistakable style. Okay, I agree, as long as you acknowledge that this unmistakable style actually belongs to someone else. The side profile stopped me dead in my tracks, no pun intended, because I was wondering what a Chevy bow tie was doing on a RAV4. Now, don't get me wrong, I like the looks of the vehicle, especially the new grille and headlight assemblies. The stance is wide, and if you look closely, you'll see the influence of Trax's older brother, the Chevy Blazer. There are actually two separate personalities to the new Trax. The active trim is very modern and muscular for a small SUV, while the RS trim brings a sportier vibe to both the interior and exterior of the vehicle. Each of these different flavors, active and RS, has a unique grille, wheels, and interior accents. As I said, Trax is a very appealing vehicle when you consider other small SUVs on the market today, at least from an appearance perspective. Expect some distinct colors also, cayenne orange metallic and nitro yellow metallic should really stand out on the street. Inside Trax, you'll find a high level of comfort and convenience. The driver's cockpit has easy access to everything, and there is no shortage of useful technology either. There's an 8-inch touchscreen as standard equipment on the LS and RS1 trim levels. Those are the base trim for each of Trax's alter egos. The LT and above trim levels feature an 11-inch infotainment screen and an 8-inch driver information center. Wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto are standard, no matter which trim level you have. There's even standard active noise cancellation included to help make the drive more pleasant. From a safety perspective, Trax is pretty impressive. Chevrolet's safety assist package is standard equipment with automatic emergency braking, front pedestrian braking, lane keep assist, and a following distance indicator that are just 4 of the components included in that package. You'll also find a rear camera as standard equipment. Available as options are some high-end safety features like adaptive cruise control, lane change alert with side blind zone alert, and rear cross-traffic alert. So, the big question is, what's under the hood? Well, the Canadian Chevrolet website doesn't want you to know. It just isn't there. The U.S. website calls out the, and I quote here, fun-to-drive 1.2-liter turbocharged engine. They also don't call out that it's an inline 3-cylinder. They also don't call out that all models are front-wheel drive only. The standard transmission is an automatic 6-speed. Overall, the 2024 Chevrolet Trax has grown up and should find a comfortable place as an entry-level SUV that will compete head-to-head with the likes of the Nissan Kicks, which is another front-wheel drive-only SUV. Pricing is even very similar to the Kicks. Trax will be a solid lower step into the quickly changing General Motors SUV lineup. The all-new 2024 Chevrolet Trax will be hitting showrooms in the spring of 2024. Tell me, do you think that Chevrolet has done the right thing here by coming to market with a front-wheel drive-only SUV and by keeping the entry price at a lower level by doing so? Leave me a comment below, or you can leave me a voice message at anchor.fm/mike-talks-cars. Thanks for joining me today. This is Mike Little, signing off for now. You go have yourself a great day.